Compare analog and digital. In one corner, we have analog anachronism, the seasoned champ. In the other corner stands digital disruption, a tough contender with a promising future. Analog anachronism is known for his experience and smart moves. He thrives on personal connections and old-school communication methods. People adore him. But don't underestimate digital disruption. He's young, tech-savvy, and full of fresh ideas. He excels at using digital tools to connect with others. This showdown is huge. The winner gets to shape how businesses interact with their clients for years to come. Digital disruption has already taken down some big analog players like Borders, Blockbuster, and Kodak. It's like a heavyweight champ in the tech ring, constantly upgrading and outpacing the competition. But there's still a loyal fan base for analog. They're the ones left behind in the digital takeover, the jobless, bankrupt, and forgotten. They're betting on analog to make a comeback, even though it's fighting an uphill battle. Analog supporters are realizing that the digital revolution doesn't discriminate. It's shaking up industries and leaving no one untouched. And it's not slowing down anytime soon. The battle for business. Many traditional businesses, like travel agencies, real estate agents, and car rental shops, are facing massive changes because of digital technology. But before you pick a side, let's look at what each one brings to the table. Analog businesses have some unique strengths. They thrive on personal connections with face-to-face interactions that create deep bonds with customers. Think about the trust built through word-of-mouth recommendations or the emotional connection formed during a chat with your local shop owner. These are things that digital platforms struggle to replicate. On the other hand, digital technology has its own advantages. It's efficient, accessible 24/7, and can reach a wider audience. But it lacks the human touch that analog businesses excel at. So, while digital might be convenient, analog businesses offer something special, a personal touch that can't be replaced by a computer screen, the digilog. In the clash between analog and digital, each side has its strengths. Digital thrives on speed, connectivity, and cutting-edge technology, while analog cherishes tradition, personal touch, and warmth. But the future belongs to those who can blend the best of both worlds. Enter the dialog, a fusion of analog and digital. It's the ultimate solution for businesses facing the challenge of adapting to the digital age without losing their human touch. Analog businesses need to ask themselves, how can we stay relevant in the digital world? The answer lies in accepting the dialogue. It allows them to keep their beloved traditions while upgrading their operations for the digital era. On the other hand, digital leaders must ponder, how can we create a more human and personal connection? The dialogue provides the answer here too. It enables them to infuse warmth and empathy into their digital interactions, making them more engaging and compelling. Share two facts. Two important points stand out. Anything that can be turned into digital data will be, but some things just can't. In this age of analog, it's all about stories, emotions, craftsmanship, and connecting on a personal level. Companies that tap into these qualities can thrive. Take Swiss Watches, for example. They use stories to sell their products. Just look at Patek Philippe. Their sales pitch goes like this. You never really own a Patek Philippe. You just take care of it for the next generation. This message captures the human side of owning a watch. It's all about elegance, tradition, quality, and style that lasts through time. In today's world, we're surrounded by digital clocks on almost everything, phones, computers, even kitchen appliances. But despite that, many people, especially guys, still prefer wearing traditional analog watches. These watches aren't just about telling time. They hold a special charm. While digital watches appeal to the logical side of our brains, Analog ones speak to our emotions. They've been around for centuries, and there's something magical about seeing the mechanical hands move steadily across the clock face. It's like having a little piece of enchantment right on your wrist. Nike Plus. The Nike Plus app for iPhones is a hit because it mixes old-school running with modern tech. Back in 2011, Anders Sørmund Nielsen used it for 16 runs, covering 178 kilometers. On average, he ran at 4.59 minutes per kilometer and burned 16,402 calories. Even during the New York City Marathon, he relied on Nike Plus. He says the app gave him a clear look at his past, present, and future performance, helping him with stuff like what to eat during the race and if he was hitting his goals. Nike Plus shows how using digital info can change how you do things in real life. Blending digital and analog isn't a walk in the park. Digilog, this new combo, puts fresh demands on businesses. It's not just a trend, it's what customers want. They're not interested if it's tough for your business. If you can't give them what they need, they'll take their business elsewhere. Create an understandable Digilog strategy map in one line. To achieve dialog, you need a clear plan laid out in what's called a dialog strategy map. Imagine a simple chart divided into four sections. On the left side are the old-fashioned ways, analog. On the right side are the new digital methods. The top half is for future ideas, and the bottom half is for what's happening now. Think about what your business offers. You want to have something going on in each section of this chart, old and new, future and present. Take Apple, for example. It's a huge digital player, but it's also big on old-fashioned stuff. With nearly 400 physical stores, they're all about mixing the online world with the real one. In 2013, they were the richest company globally, making over $600 billion. The digital grapevine. Advertisers now have the power to send custom ads to specific people based on where they are, thanks to fancy mobile tech with GPS. This means when you're walking around a mall or down the street with a slick smartphone, stores can zap you with ads tailored just for you as you stroll by. And it's not just about where you are physically. Companies can also figure out what you like to buy by looking at all the stuff you do online, like what you post on Facebook. Cataloging for clarity and accessibility. Here are 9 tricks to fend off those tech troublemakers eyeing your company or industry and to blend old school and new school business methods for a seamless transition, a technique we call dialog. 1. Imagine you're a futures trader in 2020 facing the challenge of digital disruption. Should you invest in your own company? If not, it's time to adapt to stay relevant. 2. Make your brand stand out by telling a unique story that sets you apart from digital disruptors. Highlight what makes your business special in an analog way. Assess your company's initiatives. Some are driven by heart, others by the mind. Find where they converge for the best outcome. 3. Decide which customer interactions should go digital and which should stay analog. Promote digital tools where necessary. 4. Leverage advanced customer relationship management systems like Salesforce to streamline operations. 5. Create physical spaces where clients can engage with your brand in person. Consider hosting events or improving your store location. 6. Identify the social media platforms that resonate most with your brand and start using them effectively. 7. Combine modern creative techniques with the latest digital tech for impactful presentations. 8. Evaluate which parts of your business model need updating or replacing to stay competitive. Digital Darwinism. Businesses go through stages similar to life cycles, starting, growing, reaching maturity, and eventually fading away. With technology evolving rapidly, companies face a higher risk of disappearing due to digital changes, known as digital Darwinism. Between 1999 and 2009, nearly half of the Fortune 500 companies vanished, with only a fraction remaining from the original 1955 list. What this means for businesses today is straightforward. They must adapt to survive. Those unable to navigate digital disruptions risk going out of business quickly. Kodak, Borders, Blockbuster, and many others once dominated their markets but failed to adapt, leading to their downfall. Georg Surman Company. Anders Surman Nielsen's great-granddad, Georg Surman, kicked off a clothing shop in Stockholm back in 1917. Today, Anders' mom, Birgitta Surman, runs the show. The place is known for its logo, the Surman Man, and has a solid reputation. Now, this business is like an old-school pro. But to keep up with the times, it needs to go digital. So, that's exactly what they're doing. They've got a plan that covers all the bases of the dialogue strategy. 1. Analog presence selling traditional Scandinavian, German, and British brands organizes exclusive VIP nights and highlights the store's rich history. 2. Digital present. Utilize SMS marketing and create a brand-focused website. 3. Analog future. Introduce a shop-in-shop setup and offer VIP appointments. 4. Digital future. Launch a digital blog and YouTube channel and digitize inventory management. Georg Surman's idea is simple but powerful. To stay strong and successful in today's digital world, businesses must keep evolving. He calls this approach dialogue strategies. It's all about staying fresh, adapting, and staying ahead in the digital age. Think of it as a recipe for survival that any business can follow. Centuries worth of sage insights packed into 100 years. In 2006, a Swedish guy named Sven hit 100 years old. Despite being super old, Sven was full of energy, had a young mindset, and had loads of friends. He said, "Don't be scared of change. Accept it and use it to your advantage." He stayed relevant by being open to new things and reinventing himself. It's a cool story that teaches us how to roll with the times in today's world. Digital technology is everywhere nowadays, and it's here to stay. Even when we take breaks from screens, digital businesses keep growing stronger. To thrive, companies should learn from folks like Sven, who are old but full of youthful energy. They need to blend the old and the new, mixing hands-on approaches with the latest tech. By bringing together traditional and digital methods, they pave the way for a profitable future. Key points. 1. Blend analog's personal touch with digital's efficiency for business success. 2. Dialogues marry tradition and technology to navigate the digital era. 3. Survival in the digital age demands continuous adaptation and evolution. 4. Businesses facing digital disruption must innovate or risk fading away. 5. Georg Surman's legacy shows the importance of evolving with the times.